Go to HoustonTexans.com to vote for the Whataburger Texans Community Player of the Year. The nominees are Jonathan Joseph, Xavier Suofilo, DeAndre Hopkins, and Whitney Merciless. On Tuesday, December 16th, all four nominees will make an appearance at the Whataburger in Pearland from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., along with the Texans cheerleaders.
Texans Huddle is brought to you by Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere. Texans Huddle is also brought to you in part by Amegy Bank. Amegy Bank of Texas is proud to be the official bank of the Houston Texans. MD Anderson. MD Anderson, making cancer history. Texas Emergency Care Center. In network, in your neighborhood, in case of emergency. Ready or not, we are. And by Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today for a chance to win big.
Hi, I'm Kendrick Lewis, and I'm welcoming you guys to my locker, my home, when I'm in the locker room, when I'm working with the team. Right here, I'm going to start with, you know, I got my normal stuff, my hygiene for deodorant, my mouthwash and stuff like that. And as far as cleats, I got all different kind of cleats. I got my red ones. They're pretty special. Can't wait for the all-red game for the wear these. I got some custom joints that I just made. My cousin just made some gold bottom. Pretty special, warm in the last game. Pretty cool. I'm a guy who likes to wear a lot of socks, so I got gray socks for when I wear gray cleats or whatever. Got my Jordan socks on right now, as you can see. And just black socks for, you know, to match my cleats. I like to, you know, my socks to match my cleats and stuff like that. And I like to work out in my Jordans when I'm lifting weights and running and stuff like that. I wear a pair of J's. And I'm Kendrick Lewis. You have now visited my locker.
So much good stuff in this show. What was in Kendrick Lewis's locker? We didn't even get a chance to elaborate on Dwayne Brown's little song. That was you in the background singing.
Yeah, well, with some members of the Houston Texans front office, okay? And I think it was kind of disruptive to the football ops agenda this week, so let's hope that I didn't do any damage there. But doing damage every week, Dear Drew, and this is presented by the Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today. What's Drew up to this week?
Emma Beard has this. Can we petition to move divisions? Because we would be at the top of the NFC South. Sure, go ahead. Make a few phone calls.
Call our customer care hotline. Press 1 for who cares.
Juan Garza has this. Dear Drew, would the Texans ever consider sending somebody to the Texas Panhandle? Hereford to my kids' school. Last year, the Broncos sent somebody, and it was very upsetting. Man, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry that Denver sent somebody to the Texas Panhandle to upset you, but I used to work in Lubbock. Not quite the Panhandle, but it's close enough. And I think it's pronounced Painhandle.
That's not true! So get your facts straight.
Sarai Cortez has this. Hey, Drew, do you think we still have a shot for playoffs? Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Thank you, Sarai. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving as well. It was yesterday, of course, and I hope you had all the turkey and fixins and everything else you wanted. But yeah, Texans absolutely have a shot at the playoffs. You know why? They have the Colts in their division. The Colts are only two games ahead of them. So the Texans win out, and they got to play the Titans one more time and the Jaguars two more times. Meanwhile, the Colts got to play the Cowboys. The Texans get to play the Colts. So if you take care of business, Colts lose a few more games, man, you're in playoff country, baby. And Sarai, you get some scratch-off tickets. I like that because you got a good question and you wish me a happy Thanksgiving. And you know what? Some more of you need to do that as well.
That's always fun to see what Drew's up to. Now, Patty, if I give you two numbers in the 90s and ask you to multiply them without a calculator, how are you going to be at that?
Test me. Go.
All right. 99 times 99.
2,081.
Are you right on that? I don't know, but I bet Ryan Fitzpatrick's kid could solve that problem.
See, Brady, I'm going to put you on the spot here, buddy. Okay? Brian, maybe you could give – can you have a calculator on your phone?
What's that?
Do you have a calculator on your phone? All right. Brady, come here. All right, Brian, I want you to give – you stand right here, okay? I want you to give Brady two numbers with from 90 – to 99 in there, and he's going to multiply them together for you. Two 90 numbers.
All right. You ready?
9,021.
9,021, Brian. Can you look at your calculator, please? Does that say 9,021? Boom! Thank you.
Boom! He's right. You're wrong, by the way, on your little math problem.
I am. I just didn't actually learn the trick. I am not falling for this whole Harvard stuff because I know there's something to do with those last digits. I got the 81 part right.
Yeah. There is a trick. It was explained this week, but we're not going to get into it. This is not that kind of show.
Actually, there's nothing left to explain in this show because we are out of time, but we do hope you enjoyed it and that you will be with us on Sunday morning, 10 a.m., Texans Countdown Live, counting you down to hopefully what will be a big victory against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Have a great weekend, everybody.